Welcome to Vocabulary Boost number 4. In this lesson, we're going to be focused on adjectives or descriptive words, words that you use to describe things a little bit more accurately, like is it flat or round or rough, those kinds of words. In the language, adjectives or descriptive words include animate and inanimate words. Therefore, the word for round, for example, has two versions. There's the animate version and the inanimate version. In this lesson, you're going to hear both. First, you'll hear Mary say the animate version, followed by the inanimate version. But don't worry, even though it sounds confusing, we're going to be repeating quite a bit and giving lots of examples as we go. Please follow along and help your muscle memory to develop by repeating after both me and Mary within the lesson.
It's round, animate.
What is it? What is it?
The apple is round.
What is it, Shimon? What is it, Shimon?
The apple is round.
Wow yes, Shimon. Wow yes, Shimon.
It's round, inanimate.
Wow yea. Wow yea.
The ball is round.
Wow yea, quackot. Wow yea, pquakut.
It is square, animate.
Kukadeze. Kukadeze.
SpongeBob is square.
Kukadeze, SpongeBob. Kukadeze, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is square.
Kukadeze, SpongeBob. Kukadeze, SpongeBob.
It is square, inanimate.
Kukadeya. Kukadeya.
The small box is square.
Kakadeya kakons. Kakadeya kakons.
The small box is square.
Kakadeya kakons. Kakadeya kakons.
How do you say the apple is round?
What is it, Mishiman?
Now say the ball is round.
What is it, Pquakut?
What is the inanimate word for square?
Kukadeya.
Now here is the animate word for it's wet. Listen and repeat.
Nsabawze. Nsabawze.
My dog is wet.
Saba oze ndai. Saba oze ndai.
Say, my dog is wet.
Sabawasi.
Here is the inanimate word for it's wet.
Sabawe. Sabawe.
My coat is wet.
Sabawe nbiskawagan. Sabawe nbiskawagan.
My coat is wet.
Sabawe nbiskawagan. Sabawe nbiskawagan.
Say, my dog is wet.
Sabawasi nday.
Here's how you say the tobacco is dry.
Bengoze sema.
What's the word for it's dry?
Bengoze.
Now say the tobacco is dry.
Bengoze sema. Bengoze sema.
Now here's the inanimate word for it's dry.
Bengwa. Bengwa.
How do you think you would say the bread is dry?
Bengwa pkwejgan. Bengwa pkwejgan.
Now say again, the tobacco is dry.
Bengoze sema.
Do you remember how to say, my coat is wet?
Sabawe nbiskawagan.
Now listen to both the animate and inanimate words for it's big, starting with the animate first.
Mdido. Mcha. Mdido. Mcha.
Try to say the bear is big.
Mdido kwa. Mdido kwa.
Now try to say the table is big.
Mchado pwin. Mchado pwin.
This is the animate word for it's small. Listen and repeat.
Kachin'e. Kachin'e.
Listen to this sentence. What do you think it means?
Kachin'e kajagens.
If you said, the kitten is small, you were right. Now you try to say it. The kitten is small.
Kachin'e kajagens.
Now listen to the inanimate word for it's small.
Gotchen. Gotchen.
Now try to say, the spoon is small.
Gotchen em quan. Gotchen em quan.
Do you remember how to say the bear is big?
Mdido kwa.
And what about the bread is dry?
Bengwa pkwejigan.
Do you already know how to say it's soft? Try saying either the animate or inanimate word for it's soft. This is how you say it's soft, animate.
Nokze.
And this is how you say it's soft, inanimate.
Noka.
Now listen as Mary says, my feather is soft.
Nokze nemigun. Nokze nemigun.
You say, my feather is soft.
Nokze nemigun.
And here's how you say, the pillow is soft.
Noka pokweshpun. Noka pokweshpun.
Now say the spoon is small.
Gotchen em kwan.
Can you say, my feather is soft?
Nokze nemigun.
And again, say the pillow is soft.
Noka pokweshpun.
It's strong or hard, animate.
Mshkoze. Mshkoze.
The ice is strong or hard.
Mshkoze mbkom. Mshkoze mbkom.
It's strong or hard, inanimate.
Mshkoa. Mshkoa.
The chair is strong or hard.
Mshkoa pubwin. Mshkoa pubwin.
It's thin, animate.
Babugze. Babugze.
Now let's hear the word for cutting board.
Pikujigan. Pikujigan.
The cutting board is thin.
Babugze pikujigan. Babugze pikujigan.
Just say the word for it's thin, animate.
Babagze.
Now here's the word for it's thin, inanimate.
Babaga. Babaga.
The book is thin.
Babaga mzinigan. Babaga mzinigan.
The book is thin.
Babaga mzinigan.
Do you remember how to say the ice is strong or hard?
Mshkoze mbkom.
Now again, what is the animate word for it's thin?
Babagze.
And the inanimate word for it's thin.
Babaga.
We just learned it's thin. Now let's try to learn it's thick. First, the animate word for it's thick.
Kpagze. Kpagze.
It's thick.
Kpagze.
The board is thick.
Kpagze psagak. Kpagze psagak.
The board is thick.
Kpagze psagak.
Now just say the animate word again for it's thick.
Kpagze.
Now here's the inanimate word for it's thick.
Kpaga. Kpaga.
It's thick.
Kpaga.
Now, how do you think you would say the meat is thick?
Kpaga wias. Kpaga wias.
Now say the animate word for it's thick.
Kpagze.
Now here again is the word for it's thin, animate.
Babagze.
Thick.
Kpagze.
Thin.
Babagze.
And here again is the word for thin, inanimate.
Babaga.
Thick.
Kpaga.
Thin.
Babaga.
This is the animate word for it's flat.
Nbagze. Nbagze.
Now listen to this. What do you think this sentence means?
Nbagze dien.
My bum is flat.
Nbugze dia. Nbugze dia.
Now here's how you say it's flat, inanimate.
Nbuga. Nbuga.
Now listen to this sentence. What do you think this one means?
Nbuga noggin.
The plate is flat.
Nbuga noggin.
What is the animate word for it's flat?
Nbugze.
And do you remember how to say it's thick, inanimate?
Kpaga. Kpaga.
And tell me the inanimate word again for it's flat.
Nbaga.
It's flat.
Nbaga.
The word for bullfrog is dende. Listen to this sentence.
Pikoze dende.
Pikoze means it's bumpy. Listen to the sentence again.
Pikoze dende.
Say, the bullfrog is bumpy.
Pikoze dende.
Now just simply say, it's bumpy.
Pikoze.
It's bumpy.
Pikoze.
Here's how to say it's bumpy, inanimate.
Pkwa. Pkwa. Pkwa mikan.
What do you think Mary was saying there? The road is bumpy.
Pkwa mikan. Pkwa mikan.
The bullfrog is bumpy.
Pikoze dende.
The road is bumpy.
Pkwa mikan.
This is how you say it's very smooth or slippery, animate.
Joshkaze. Joshkaze.
It's very smooth or slippery.
Joshkaze.
The dumpling is slippery.
Shoshkaze, shoshkjiwan. Shoshkaze, shoshkjiwan.
It's very smooth or slippery, inanimate.
Joshkwa. Joshkwa.
Now try to say, the road is slippery.
Joshkwa mikan. Joshkwa mikan.
Do you remember how to say it's thick, inanimate?
Kpaga. Kpaga.
Now say again, the road is slippery.
Joshkwa Mikan.
Rough. Rough, rough, rough.
Okay, quiet down.
Okay. Rough.
Gopze. Gopze.
Now, what do you think this sentence means?
Gopze nagek.
The bark on the tree is rough.
Gopze nagek.
Say, the bark is rough.
Gopze nagek.
This is how you say it's rough, inanimate.
Gipa. Gipa.
It's rough, inanimate.
Gipa.
The potato bag is rough.
Gipa pini pshkimut. Gipa pini pshkimut.
Do you remember the word for it's rough, animate?
Gopze.
And what does this mean?
Gipa.
It's rough, inanimate.
Gipa.
Now listen to how you say the snake is cool or cold.
Tkize gnebig. Tkize gnebig.
What is the word for it's cool or cold?
Tkize. Tkize.
Now let's listen to the word for cool or cold inanimate.
Tka. Tka.
The floor is cool or cold.
Tka chisak. Tka chisak.
Warm or hot?
Gjizo. Gjizo.
The girl has a fever. She's warm or hot?
Kijose quesens. Kijose quesens.
It's warm or hot, inanimate.
Gjide.
Now try to say, it's warm or hot inside.
Gjede bindik. Gjede bindik.
This ends the first half of Vocabulary Booster 4. We've done 30 minutes so far, so please tune in to part 2, where we will continue to go over descriptive words. Part 2 will also include a little quiz at the end, so that you can test your memory. Thank you for listening.